Britain's National Archives this week began to release some 30 years' worth of secret files about unidentified flying objects. The Defense Ministry investigated thousands of UFO sightings during the Cold War and thereafter, and most were easily explained, but some of the sightings remain a mystery to this day. Vicky Barker reports from London.
December 1980. Guards at a U.S. airbase in rural England investigate a mysterious aircraft seen landing in a nearby forest.
Well, we're observing what appears to be a beam coming down to the ground. This is unreal.
April 1984. Londoner Ruth Novelli is called into her yard by a neighbor to behold a strange object emitting balls of red, yellow, and blue light.
One of these balls of light shot across our gardens, so we phoned the police.
The resulting police report is among the documents now online at the National Archives website. There's also a Defense Ministry report about some mysterious crop circles which appeared in a wheat field about 13 miles from Stonehenge in 1985. Investigators at the time pronounced themselves baffled. The files contain a few unsolved mysteries, but no hard evidence of an extraterrestrial origin.
No little green men, I'm afraid. Not in these files.
Nicholas Pope worked on the ministry's UFO desk for 3 years. He admits the department's sole concern was identifying possible military threats, not trying to phone E.T. And if alcohol may have played a role in some UFO sightings, Pope concedes that perfectly sober police officers, pilots, and military men have all reported seeing mysterious flying objects over the years.
People were describing a vast triangular-shaped craft. An Air Force witness described this thing to me as moving very slowly and then suddenly accelerating away to the horizon many times faster than a military jet.
One mystery has since apparently been solved. Hampshire artist Doug Bauer says he and a friend were responsible for those mysterious crop circles, and he calls the Defense Ministry's investigation
codswallop, and that's the truth. I'd like to meet these people. Well, I think they'd have a red face, wouldn't they?
There was a curious postscript to Ruth Novelli's experience. A few days later, a ufologist told her not to be surprised if she was visited by some men in black driving a shiny black car. Sure enough, a few weeks later, Novelli says, she returned from a holiday to be told by her neighbor she'd had some visitors.
There were men knocking on the door for about half an hour, wearing black suits, looking Mediterranean with a shiny black car. Who they were or what they were, I really don't know, but it is rather bizarre.
It certainly was. It was 13 years before the movie came out. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is NPR News.